The wild courses of Lilwat Nation are once again dominating conversations in Pemberton's council chambers and on local forums. Letters to Pemberton's mayor and council say action needs to be taken before someone loses their life. Another horse understood to be a member of the herd was found dead across from North Arm Farm on Saturday, February 17. In a Facebook post, Pemberton local Jim O'Toole urged others to take care on that stretch of road. The RCMP were notified and talked to the owner, who came and collected the body this morning, he wrote. Just because you see a horse walk away from being hit doesn't mean they're okay. This poor foal died a slow, painful death. However, RCMP were not able to determine the cause of the animal's death. We were called regarding a deceased horse in the ditch but were not sure of the cause, said Corporal James Gilmore. We did not receive any calls for a motor vehicle incident involving the horse. O'Toole previously found the remains of a horse on his property 10 days after a collision on October 12. Two other horses were also killed in that incident. On Tuesday, February 13, council discussed a letter on the matter, directing staff to respond and explain actions previously taken. Councillor Ted Craddock expressed his concern about the issue. He previously said he could not sleep easy at night knowing someone may be fatally injured on Pemberton's roads. It is a problem, he said. It is unfortunate. It would be nice to sort something out with Lilwat Nation. Cown. Katrina Nightingale echoed her colleagues' concerns. We seem to be back where we started. It's really, really concerning, she said. I feel like this warrants a further conversation. It's a safety issue. We don't want to have to wait for someone to get killed. I think we really need to put our heads together and figure out how we are going to move this forward differently with the nation. The herd's owner, Wayne Andrews, previously told Peak his relationship with his horses is deeply rooted in Lilwat culture. We have to treat horses with respect, he said. Right now, I'm behind, but nature waits for me. Every time nature waits for me, it's because I look after and respect the horses. Roxy, which belonged to Wayne's daughter, was one of the horses struck dead in the October collision. It's always hard, he said. So many horses have been killed. We are being terrorized by the highway. In 1990, people blocked the road because they didn't want it paved. It got paved anyway. This is the last of our freedom area. Once this is gone, I will leave. I will take these horses and leave. Peak reached out to Andrews, but did not hear back before press time. At a council meeting on Tuesday, February 27, council received another letter on the matter, this time from Pemberton resident Karen Sharon. She asked for the feral horse situation to be addressed, stating she was simply adding her voice to the many. She said she encountered the horses with her kids on the Friendship Trail recently. We got cornered from both sides by the horses. I had to talk my 3-year-old and 5-year-old into how to safely get around these feral horses, which was incredibly dangerous and scary for them and me, she wrote. One kick from a horse could kill a child and could possibly kill an adult too. As these horses do not remain in one place, we do not know when they are around, she continued. They are often standing outside our house first thing in the morning. When I send my kids out to the car to go to school, there's a risk a horse gets spooked and we could get hurt. Sharon also said the horses are causing damage to her strata property. She shot down fencing off the highway, saying the taxpayer should not have to front the cost. At the Tuesday, December 5, 2023 council meeting, council agreed to send letters, copying the Lilwat Nation, to MLA Jordan Sturdy, the BCSPCA, and the Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure requesting additional support in the matter. In his letter to the Ministry of Transportation, Mayor Mike Richmond said the roaming horses have caused significant issues in the Pemberton Valley for many years. To date, there have been 3 major incidents, resulting in at least 3 horses being killed, extensive damage to vehicles and residents and commuters being impacted physically and emotionally, he wrote. There is a mounting sentiment that loss of human life is imminent if nothing is done to mitigate the hazards posed with the commingling of the horses with the highway. Murray Sinclair, spokesperson for BC's Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure, previously told peak fencing off the highway is not possible. On new high-speed and limited-access freeways and expressways, the ministry often constructs wildlife exclusion fencing where large species of wildlife may be present, he wrote in an email. However, in the case of domestic livestock, animals owned by farmers or ranchers, it is the responsibility of the livestock owners to secure their properties. There are signs on Highway 99 between Pemberton and Mount Currie warning motorists that horses may be present on the highway. In a new statement, Sinclair said that the ministry is now seeing if more can be done to help after receiving the letter from council. The safety of people on BC's highways is the Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure's top priority, he said. There are signs on Highway 99 between Pemberton and Mount Currie warning motorists that horses may be present on the highway. The ministry has received the letter from Pemberton's mayor and council and is reviewing the request to see if more can be done to warn motorists. On new high-speed and limited-access highways, the ministry often constructs wildlife exclusion fencing where large species of native wildlife may be present. Proper containment of horses and other domestic livestock is the responsibility of the owner. Eileen Drever, Senior Officer and Protection and Stakeholder Relations, said that BCSPCA has responded to the VOP's letter. In our response, we acknowledge that the situation is complex, and both impacts and overlap several jurisdictions with the key areas of concern relating to highway safety and animal control, she said. Drever explained that BCSPCA do not have the funding to help at a ground level. The BCSPCA does not receive any funding from the government to carry out our work in animal protection pursuant to the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act. We appreciate that this is a pressing issue. However, the reality is that we do not have the resources, finances, or capacity to manage and/or control livestock, she said. While we are not able to assist with the situation as it is, we have offered the Village of Pemberton our support in seeking provincial government action and have sent the Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure a letter encouraging them to prioritize the installation of updated and/or new signage to help protect animal and human lives. Mayor Richmond previously admitted the danger posed by the wild horses as a tough one to handle. There are a lot of sensitivities there, he said in an interview with Peak. Highway 99 wasn't there before. This is unceded land. We know that history. We want to take a partnership approach. Peak reached out to the Lilwat Nation and MLA Jordan Sturdy, but did not receive responses before press time.